Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All in one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 1556. What's attractive in men is what's attractive to men, by Evan Mark Katz of evanmarkkatz.com. Hello, everybody, and welcome once again to ORD. I'm your host and narrator, Greg Audino. I'm reading to you each and every day, including weekends and holidays, sharing content that can help you improve the many relationships in your life. And let's keep this intro nice and short and continue doing what we do best as we listen to this post from longtime contributor Evan Mark Katz and Optimize Your Life. What's attractive in men is what's attractive to men, by Evan Mark Katz of evanmarkkatz.com. I know what's happened to you before. You had a relationship that was next to perfect. Your amazing boyfriend possessed almost everything on your wish list. He was attractive, he was smart, he was successful, he was thoughtful, he was fun, he was great in bed, he was interesting, he was sensitive, he was kind. Then why did the relationship fall apart? Why couldn't you make it work with him? My client Jennifer is a smart, successful, and sexy woman in her mid-50s. She's coming off of a roller coaster dating experience that has left her confused and heartbroken. I'm sure you can relate. After joining my inner circle, Jennifer was excited to have attracted a different kind of guy. She was done with the slick, wealthy charmers who had loved her and left her before. Her new boyfriend had all the signs of being a keeper. He took down his profile and offered to be exclusive. He called her consistently to make plans. He emailed and texted multiple times a day. He introduced her to his friends and met her family. These are the hallmarks of an interested man. Except, you already know that I wouldn't be telling you this story if it had a happy ending. Out of nowhere, this guy went poof into the night. He did a complete 180 about his willingness to be part of a couple and didn't bother to justify it with an explanation. What is there to learn from this scenario? Well, first of all, Jennifer can take heart in that she is not at all responsible for this man's sudden departure. She handled herself perfectly. Your takeaway from this blog post is not to let this man's sudden departure change anything about how you date. Because what's attractive in men is also what's attractive to men. And if you let your disappointments shade your view of relationships, you may be inadvertently sabotaging yourself. Let's start by looking at what's attractive in men. Independent. He's got a life outside of you. He's passionate about his work, he's successful at it, and he's cultivated interests and friendships that predate you. He makes you a priority, but he doesn't drop his entire existence because you came into the picture. You respect his need for balance and the attention that he gives to family and friends. Most importantly, you love that despite his interests, the right guy always makes time for you. Emotionally intelligent. He's been in relationships before. He's loved and he's lost. He has a serious ex-girlfriend or wife in his past about whom he speaks highly. And he has a few exes who fare less well. But he knows that these women have nothing to do with you. You are a unique individual with her own complex set of experiences and needs. And no matter whether his last relationship dumped him, cheated on him, or took half his money, he doesn't hold any of it against you. And confident. He knows how to treat a woman. He's generous with the tab. He's charismatic when he tells a story. He doesn't spend any time agonizing as to whether or not he's doing okay on the date, or wondering where this is going, or if you're seeing anybody else. He doesn't need to pressure you into a relationship. He knows that he's good enough, and he trusts that you're going to respond to him. We can go on, of course, but this is a great place to start, right? Independent, emotionally intelligent, confident. So if what is attractive in men is also what's attractive to men, how can you be at your most attractive to the men you desire? Apply the same lessons that men should apply, and you're on the right track. If you're an independent woman, don't drop everything for a charismatic stranger. Don't cancel plans with your other friends. Don't instantly stop dating other guys on Match.com. Don't leave Friday night open in hopes that he may contact you. By continuing to live your life, you become more attractive and a little less accessible, which means to a man that he has to work a bit harder to win you over. And this is a good thing. By the way, there is a fine line between continuing to live your life and being so busy that a guy can't book a date with you until July. My point is that you shouldn't emotionally drop everything until it's very clear that a man has earned boyfriend status. It's easy to do this the second you get excited about a guy. Don't. If you're committed to being emotionally intelligent about relationships, you know that the next guy has nothing to do with the last guy. You don't go into a date looking for signs that there's something wrong with him. You don't try to figure out your future after 3 dates. You know that dating is a process that has to be honored organically, and that you're going to fare much better when you learn to make each night the most fun it can be, because that's what men respond to on a date. Fun. And if you're truly confident in yourself, you will be amazed at how men respond to you. By embracing your feminine energy, you know that you are the gatekeeper to great dates, and that you can bring out the best in every single man, which means you'll never have to wonder where you stand. In fact, your inner confidence will radiate that it's up to you to decide if he gets to see you again. What an amazing paradigm shift, especially if you're a woman who sometimes gets nervous about the most impressive men. It's easy to find fault with men who pull a 6-week Houdini act, like Jennifer's boyfriend. But the truth is, Jennifer just saved herself a ton of time. Imagine if he had pulled this stuff after 6 months or 2 years. This is his way of handling conflicts, disappearing. Well, good riddance, buddy. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. Your strongest move after such an incident is to be like the attractive man. Independent, emotionally intelligent, and confident. Keep living your life. Get right back on your dating site. Don't get too excited at each promising suspect. Don't worry about whether each guy has a future. That's up to you. And have fun. Because if you have fun, he'll have fun. And if he has fun, he's always going to come back for more. Unless he's a disappearing jerk, in which case you don't want him anyway. You just listened to the post titled, What's Attractive in Men is What's Attractive to Men, by Evan Mark Katz of evanmarkkatz.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All on one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
And some great words of wisdom from Evan today. There was one line of his that really intrigued me. It went, if you're committed to being emotionally intelligent about relationships, you know that the next guy has nothing to do with the last guy. Now, bear in mind that this also rings true if you are on the other side of the table, comparing yourself to your partner's exes or people from their past that they might have fooled around with. If we're with someone who's giving themselves over to us fully, then we're not being measured against people from their past. They're not in constant calculation about who did this or that better, who looked better, etc. You know, you're not in a race against these people. You're there because you're treasured. And if there's any comparison being made by either you or your partner, it's not doing the relationship any good. And in either way, you're being devalued. So something to think about as we wrap up another episode, my friends. I hope you enjoyed this post of Evan's. It's really nice to check in with his articles from time to time, as we usually just hear his responses to readers. So definitely share this episode with someone you know who would enjoy it. And aside from that, have a great rest of your day. And I'll see you tomorrow for a post from Becoming Minimalist. That's where your optimal life awaits.